Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to the weekend on the Newsbusters podcast. The big topic here at Newsbusters, as usual, is how does the media moderate content? We have legislators now fussing at Facebook and Twitter and whatnot to do a better job of moderating content. And we point this out in the one of these liberals' tweets back at Newsbusters today. Weird how you fail to mention that these voices they don't like are voices that spread lies and misinformation. Why are you defending the right to lie? I mean, this is part of the problem. It's this whole notion that conservatives or Trump fans saying their piece is automatically lies or misinformation. Which kind of leads us back to where we were talking on Wednesday with Kyle Drennan about Lester Holt and his little lecture series about how fairness is overrated. And then he said immediately afterwards, you know, don't just take that as the headline. I have so much more context and perspective. That's a Dan Rather phrase. We're here to bring context and perspective, which is to me a definition of we're here to put a bucket of liberal bias on this puppy. It amuses me to see that Snopes.com, the so-called independent fact checker, unquote, has a fact check on National Review. And the headline is, did Lester Holt urge journalists to ditch objectivity? To which Snopes said, false. He didn't say ditch objectivity. Well, yeah, no. Hey, genius. Yeah, the words weren't used, but he said fairness is overrated. Fairness and objectivity in most people's minds is sort of matched. I think it's obvious that Holt never discussed objectivity. I don't think the word came up. And I think the concept for many reporters is kind of antiquated. They love to pretend that what they do in the nightly news is some sort of straight reporting, that it's so vastly different than cable news. And I just don't think that's true. I think if you watch Lester Holt, and some people say, oh, Lester Holt's better than Norah O'Donnell, Lester Holt's better than David Muir. I tend to get in and watch the news at 7. Here in D.C., NBC's on at 7, the other two are on at 6:30. But it's a little ludicrous to suggest, Snopes, that he wasn't for ditching objectivity. Let's look at what he said right after fairness is overrated. And geez, don't tweak that as the headline. And then he says, the idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. Well, again, this is sort of the idea of objectivity. To give two sides equal weight or to give them equal time, to allow the viewer to evaluate the claims. And we understand this is something they've abandoned for years and certainly felt that the world was too urgently in danger of Donald Trump, that they weren't going to really allow two sides to get equal weight because the Republican or conservative side, they would judge as having no merit. And Holt says, decisions to not give unsupported arguments equal time are not a dereliction of journalistic responsibility or some kind of an agenda. It's just the opposite. See, this is where these people get lost. They just want to claim for themselves the mantle of truth, the mantle of facts, the mantle of hard news, straight news, just the facts news. And it's not. A lot of the stuff that they say is not truth or facts. A lot of times when you report breaking news, we don't necessarily know what the facts are. When there's a mass shooter in Boulder, everybody assumes he's white. That's not the fact. Sometimes it takes time for facts to arrive, and sometimes the facts arrive after your newscast is over. And Britt Hume on Twitter, I think, responded to this really well, where he was basically suggesting, yeah, okay, Lester, we're not going to give equal time to somebody who says the White House is built out of powdered milk. Okay, we get that. When Donald Trump says that windmills cause cancer, we don't have to give that equal time. Okay. The problem with these people is that Joe Biden can say that the Georgia voting bill is Jim Crow on steroids. And that they just go, what? Not only are they not giving equal time to it, they're not fact-checking it. They put it on there like it's an authoritative statement. The Georgia bill is Jim Crow on steroids. It's like these people don't have any understanding what Jim Crow is. Lester Holt's older than me. He's old enough to know. I think he was born in the 50s. Grew up in the 60s. He knows what Jim Crow is. You don't call this Jim Crow on steroids unless you're a liar or a moron. But they're all repeating it. And then they turn around and they say, well, you people don't understand. Fairness is overrated. We just can't give a blazing paper bag of poo like Jim Crow is on steroids. We can't give that equal time. Yeah, what they're doing is they're giving that all the time. The Republican side on the Georgia voting bill is not getting as much time. And the liberal side is being presented not as liberal, not as ideological. They're being presented as critics say. The Republicans are trying to restrict voting. Critics say this is horrible and Coca-Cola needs to crawl up and die unless they support everything we support. Religious leaders are pushing a boycott. This is one of those annoying things that the Lester Holts do. Is that their side, their heroes, their advocates get terms like critics say, people say, civil rights leaders say, religious leaders say. They are presented to the stupid public as these are the nine ideological people. These are the virtuous people. They're just people. They're people that don't have an agenda. This is where Lester Holt comes around and saying, oh, me deciding what's fair and what's not fair doesn't show an agenda. We watch the show. We watch the networks. It is not hard to figure out what their agenda is. It is not hard to figure out that they think fairness is overrated because they don't practice it. Lester Holt does this whole thing in his lecture where he drags out this Brian Stelterese. Our duty is to be fair to the truth. And the truth is whatever you agree with. Britt Hume's point was we don't know what the truth always is. Did we know that Donald Trump colluded with the Russian government? That turned out not to be true. But the Stelter networks and the Lester Holt networks and the MSNBCs and the PBS and NPRs spent 2+ years heavily implying that what we were going to all find in this room full of horse poo was a horsey. So, yes, we understand what he means. Lester Holt, I think we're just going to hang this phrase around his neck. Fairness is overrated. I hear the big swelling John Williams theme music, you know. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fairness, it's overrated. NBC News. And I love the John Williams theme music. I'm a sucker for John Williams. But the idea that these people run around saying we are the force of facts and truth, that's the first problem. It's their complete lack of humility about the nature of the news as it unfolds. And the real problem from our perspective is, yeah, you don't seem to know the difference between news and narrative. You don't know the difference between news and publicity because what you're usually offering is publicity and narrative. Jim Crow on steroids is somebody's bizarro narrative. It has no relationship to the truth. It is on that White House's built on powdered milk level of truth. I'm a little upset about it. I don't like being accused of, I don't like conservatives being accused or Republicans being accused of Jim Crow. Because let's remember which party installed Jim Crow in the South. Oh, but that's, oh, we're not going to focus on that. That was a different Democratic Party back then. And they'll make excuses when Robert Byrd decides not to be a Klansman. Well, we're not going to, let's put that in context. When the today's conservatives have never been Jim Crow, they've never been in the Klan, they've never been in favor of segregation. They certainly aren't in favor now, like the liberals are, of let's have separate dorms for blacks. Let's have separate graduation ceremonies. That sounds like a little more like Jim Crow. Oh, but it's voluntary Jim Crow. The oppressed people are segregating themselves, so it's not Jim Crow. It's very simple. We have the title Newsbusters, and when we first started it, it was sort of like, well, you don't want to bust the news like the news is a bad thing. No, we like the idea of journalism. It's the problem of what journalism is right now. And they never seem to understand that if you're a conservative in America, you know, who grew up loving this country, and you liked what Ronald Reagan had to say about America being a shining city on a hill, and so on. You'll sing along to Lee Greenwood about how proud you are to be an American. And then your side is just a bunch of disgusting racist bigots. Some further thoughts as we head into the Easter weekend after this message.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America? Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
So it's the Easter weekend. Sadly, it's sort of another one of these COVID-destroyed Easter weekends where not as many people can get to church. The limits are beginning to be removed, but the celebration of the season is not really the same. Today, it was funny that Chris Cuomo did a tweet where it was basically suggesting, you know, oh, it's Easter weekend, it's time for family first, and then he starts talking about how my show's number one in 25 to 54, like, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. But hey, did you see my ratings look pretty good? Thanks to my team. That guy does not have an A game on Twitter. Column today is about Sunday Morning. Now, I will say in advance, Sunday Morning now has an interview coming with Hunter Biden. And that's going to be a major effort on our part. But Sunday Morning last week started with Jane Pauley coming on and saying,
today is Palm Sunday, the start of Christianity's Holy Week. Catholic priests take the leading role in their parishes, of course, even as a long-hidden issue within their ranks is coming out of the shadows.
And so the whole story was about how there are some homosexual priests inside the Catholic Church. Where this gets ridiculous is when they try to suggest, well, how many priests might have an orientation that's not heterosexual? And the question of whether that matters when the priesthood is celibate is sort of put to the side. But they bring in Father James Martin. And Seth Doan, you know, here you have, the reporter is gay. The whole story is told from the gay viewpoint. Most of the people in it are gay. And there's no rebuttal. Fairness. It's overrated, apparently. And Seth Doan asks Father Martin, how many gay priests do you think there are? And Father Martin says, if it was 40%, I wouldn't be surprised. If it was 80%, I wouldn't be surprised. To which I'd have several questions if I was the one sitting in the room, starting with, oh, are you in the 80%? If I'm being a mean-spirited person, I would say, remember that time that Jane Pauley interviewed Hillary Clinton in a very adoring way? Let's guess, did they have sex afterwards? I mean, this story gets worse because he goes from asking the priest how 80% of priests are gay. Then he goes to this French gay atheist author who says, you know, comes on and says, oh, yes, the Vatican, it is 50 shades of gay. It is the vast silent majority. Then he goes to the sex worker. This is the... These are our experts that the Dan Rather Network lines up for us. Francesco Mangiacopra is a sex worker with a law degree. Well, that you know, getting a law degree really helps you as a credible source. He has a dossier. How many priests did you sleep with? I think 100. He has this thick sheaf of paper of text messages with lots of emojis. That's what you see on camera. Now, I am a cradle Catholic. I've been in many churches with many different priests. And this is not a raging issue in the Catholic Church that I've been a part of for many years. This, to me, is CBS deciding they're going to tart up their news show on Palm Sunday. It's the opening of Holy Week. Let's throw some mud. And it's challenging to people as a Catholic or a Christian to have to listen to stuff like this. Obviously, most Americans could just click and turn it off. It's not what we do here. I'm going to, you know, transcribe it and describe it because that's what we do. And this is not the first time that CBS has done this, where CBS goes and they line up with whatever left-wing lobbies inside the church, whether they're for ripping apart the pro-lifers, whether they're trying to get the celibate priesthood changed, whatever their objective, whether they're pushing some wackadoo conspiracy theory like the Da Vinci Code. I did a whole report on that a few years ago, on them promoting the Da Vinci Code, not just as a novel, but as some sort of wild historical speculation about Jesus didn't die on the cross, he moved to France. And you say to yourself, hey, I wonder if we can ask Lester Holt, is this the kind of, fairness is overrated. Why are we giving time to people who are going to guess that 80% of Catholic priests are gay and Jesus didn't really die on the cross, he moved to France with Mary Magdalene? It's sort of an outdated concept for us to say, but we're going to say it anyway, which is, yeah, something tells me you're not going to say, today's the beginning of Ramadan. Now we're going to screw with the Muslims. But when you're a Christian or a Catholic, that's what happens. And there is no opportunity here for any spokesman for the Catholic Church to respond. And you know, for example, Cardinal Dolan's right there in New York City. He's very ready for television. He's television friendly. There's lots of Catholic experts inside the church who can speak eloquently on camera that you could go see. And they probably spent months on this, interviewing the male sex worker in the jacket with the flowers on the back. That's your expert. He doesn't wear socks, but he's an expert. Now I'm making fun. But it's just the, it's just, it is that, that spirit and that principle, where, and it lines up with the, this ongoing complaint about Lester Holt. And that is, these people decide who their targets are, who's going to be targeted. And then you weaponize, the idea that we're weaponizing media bias. I don't even like the word weaponizing. Because information's important, and everybody who's writing a term paper or a news story is assembling information in some sort of structure. And some of those you can say, this is a good faith effort to present information. And a lot of times, conservatives and liberals will look at each other's product and see bad faith in it. I think it is fair in this kind of a case to say, you're not in any way attempting to do a fair and balanced look at the Catholic Church in today's age. You're doing a gossipy piece. You wouldn't spend this kind of time speculating about how many sex partners Bill Clinton has. You wouldn't talk about how many women he raped. Because the liberal media has their sacred cows. They're not religious people, but they have their sacred cows. So it's hard sometimes because the Christian is urged to pray for people who drive you crazy. So you have to return yourself to a state of calm, which for me is not easy. But it's, you know, it is one of those things where it's important to explain to people what it is you believe. I spent years teaching children what the Catholic Church teaches. And those eighth graders were more informed about what the Catholic Church is and what it teaches than CBS News. CBS News, they've got the college degrees, they've got the ability to learn something about what's important in the Catholic Church today. They're just not interested. These are not people who wish Christianity well during Holy Week. And yet it is our duty to wish them well, or at least to pray for their well-being. We will attempt to do that. But that doesn't mean that we won't, you know, call them to account, because this is what we do. And we think fairness should be better rated than it's presently rated. And that's why you come to Newsbusters. So do come around. Come see us. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Rant over. We'll talk to you again.